Hi there, my name is David Coe. I work at Origin. We're a Salesforce Silver partner based in Nottingham, and I am the Customer Experience Officer here. Today, it's my first podcast of 2020. So I'm going to outline a hashtag that I came up with last year, working on the hashtag Not Safe for Work, NSFW. I sort of turned that into NSFLI. The idea being that every now and then I would post stuff and hashtag it as not suitable for LinkedIn. In as much as you'll all have seen people saying, I don't think this is appropriate content, this is supposed to be a professional B2B sort of platform, and therefore this is more suitable for Facebook, this is more suitable for Instagram. Why are you on here? So I think that it is important that as business people, we appreciate and actually vocalize the fact that at the base level, we are all human beings. Ties in with kind of meme that I had going quite a while ago about H2H as opposed to B2B, B2C, P2P, H2H being human to human. It's had a bit of a revival recently as well. But I think a lot of this is down to, as I get involved more and more with pre-sales activity within the business, that when you are talking to people, when you're talking to humans, ties in a bit with the last podcast around why people buy from you or don't buy from you. What we tend to do, we make decisions based on our emotions and we then post-rationalize after the event. It's a fairly classic scenario. And I think in business, we've kind of lost track of that. We think that it's all to do with the way in which we approach a proposal or a pitch to win new work, but actually a lot of the time it's good old-fashioned people will make a decision on you based on the first sort of 5 seconds that they meet you. That's certainly been my experience when it comes to interviews, when it comes to pitches, etc. for projects. I think what we need to be aware of is that it's really important to show empathy whenever we're dealing with any people, whether it's in a sales situation, whether it's in a meeting, internal meeting situation, whether it's an interview, whether it's a disciplinary, whatever it is, whatever communication we're having with somebody else, you have to understand the H2H element. The more you can show empathy, the more you can understand, place yourself where the other person's coming from, then I think that the better that is for business, the better it is for selling things, the better it is for engagement internally and engagement with external audiences. Because it's a bit fluffy, there's science to back it up, sure, but it just seems in my experience over many years, whenever people talk about trying to get behavioral change, especially if it's to do with a technology project, especially there's a lot of conversation at the moment still about digital transformation. It's amazing the number of very, very large global organizations who just can't get their heads around this at all, because a lot of the time people are looking at digital transformation purely from the tech angle, purely from the technology. They're putting the technology at the front of the program, of what they're trying to achieve, instead of actually putting people at the front, because the people are the most important element in any transformation program. If you don't engage with people at a human level, then you can try as hard, that can be the best platform in the world that you're working with, but you just won't get that engagement. With Salesforce in particular, we get called in to companies who've been using the platform for a couple of years, and they say, haven't got the traction, people aren't using it, people are still using spreadsheets. And it's really because the platform is great, the technology is fantastic, but there hasn't been a proper rollout, there hasn't been a proper launch, there hasn't been proper engagement with the sales team or the service team, if we're talking about Service Cloud. So what we're going to try and do in 2020 is put this first and foremost in our conversations, well, certainly I am, because whenever people talk about transformation, I'm just going to say, how are you handling this from an HR perspective? How are you handling this from a communications perspective? I think, again, because my background back in the day was in internal communications, that seems to be an element where often in the projects that we're talking to, there's nobody from the internal communications team in the room, because it's not seen to be something that they're involved in, especially if it's a pure play sales implementation, or if it's a community / website, then we tend to be talking to the marketing team, we tend to be talking to the customer user experience team, very, very rarely talking to the internal comms people. So I've gone off piste a bit there. So again, not suitable for LinkedIn. This probably is very suitable for LinkedIn. But again, if you come across any articles, anything that you think actually adds some real value to LinkedIn, but other people are saying this is a bit soft, this is a bit woolly, this probably shouldn't be in here at all, especially if it's fun, if it's human interest stories, then if you start using the hashtag NSFLI, and then I'll just see whether I can get any traction. It's a little bit of a digital experiment, which I discussed with Emily, our marketing manager, a couple of months ago. I think I'm still the only person who's ever used the hashtag, but go ahead, listen to this, like it hopefully, and share it and use the hashtag. Cheers, bye.